Okay, we're hopefully going to finish the Mitzvah test today. We're at the end of the Ramah and Sivvav. The last two times we learned the Dinam of Eimavat L'Nisla. And today, we come to the Din of Chayza V'Niyar, which I began briefly last time, and we'll try to learn properly today. It's on the page, I think it's 464, if you have the numbers on the page. The Ramah, on the third line, says, Isushin is battle. That if you have an Isur that was battle, to go and show you a Shishim Kinegdai, then he ties it by Achakach, min ha Isur Harishai, Chayzer v'niyar v'nesar. It wakes up and it becomes Asur. The simplest case, which we could all understand, is the person has, let us say, some milk which falls into chicken soup, and it's batel b'shishim. A drop of milk falls into chicken soup, and it's 1%, so it's 1/100, so it's batel. Later, more milk falls in, and that milk is also 1%, so that also should be batel. But the two drops of milk together are 2%, which is 1/50. So it's Chayzev in Nier. Now the Pashup Shad and Chayzev in Nier, and according to everyone, this is the Shairish of the Din of Chayzev in Nier, is the following. That the Din Bittel B'Shishim is not a halacha that's a chayz. It's not a din that's without reason. The reason something is Bittel B'Shishim is because you can't taste it. It has no time. It has no taste. So if something falls in, it's 1%. It's 100. It has no taste, so the chicken soup is mutter, there's no taste of milk. When the second drop of milk falls in, now there will be taste, because now the milk is 2%, the 1/50th of the mixture. And we understand that as long as it's more than a 1/60th, then it gives taste. So since b'mitzias it gives taste, that's why the Isser is chayza v'nir. That's why the Isser of the milk that fell into the soup sort of is reawakened, because b'mitzias now it's 2%, now it's going to give taste.
Is it the same taste that if 2% fell in the by itself?
The same taste as if 2% would have fallen in originally.
B'mitzias
is the same. Since the b'mitzias is the same, that's why it. That's why there's a din of chayza v'nir. Now, l'kuli alma, that's the underlying reason for chayza v'nir. However, read the next words, because according to what I just said, it should only be by mimbe'imimai. Only something like milk and soup, which have a different taste, one than the other, so you could say chayza v'nir. But something which doesn't give taste, let's say mimbe'imimai, you have a piece of nevela of chicken, you have a treif of chicken soup and a kosher chicken soup. And it's the same thing, a 1% falls into the kosher chicken soup. It's batel. Now the second 1% falls in, now it's 2%. You still don't taste it, it's min b'minah. This logic, l'chayri, should not apply. So let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Here it says, it's chayza v'niyah v'neser, lo'ishna min b'minah, lo'ishna min b'ayna minah. There's no difference if it's min b'minah or min b'ayna minah, the same din. And not only that, but loishna yavesh, loishna lach. No difference if it's a mixture that fell in liquid and liquid, as the example I've given you, or yavesh b'yavesh, things where you have a mixture of things that are dry things. You have a piece of chicken and other pieces of chicken, and one piece is nevela, other pieces are heter, and it becomes mixed and you're confused, you don't know which is which. Assuming the chicken is not a chaticha or a skabed, it's a small piece of chicken. And it's one of three, it's batel b'raiv. Right? Min b'mina yavish b'yavish, batel b'raiv. By yavish b'yavish, it's a chaticha or a skabed, yeah. So here also is saying chayza v'nir. The Shulchan Aruch says not only by min b'ein aminai and lach b'lach, which is the normal case, but one chiddush even min b'minai, the other chiddush even yavesh b'yavesh. Loishno noide bein time or loineide bein time. There's no difference if you found out after the first drop fell in or you first found out after both drops fell in. In all of these cases, we say chayza v'nir. Pashit Pshat in the Ramah is that it's a Gzeira Midrabanan. We're Geyser Min Beminai Atu Min Beinaminai. And we're Geyser Yavesh Biyavesh, because anything that's a mixture of Yavesh Biyavesh, it could become Lach Balach, Shema Yavashlenu. You might cook it. So we're Geyser Min Beminai Atu Min Beinaminai. We're Geyser Yavesh Biyavesh Atu Lach Balach. So that's the Pshat in the Ramah. That the underlying rule of Chayzev in the air is where it's a logical thing, where it's two types of two minim and liquids, and the drabanan is even min b'minai, even yavesh b'yavesh. That's pshat. Okay. Now this is a rule you have to know: is that yavesh b'yavesh min b'einai minai requires shishim and drabanan. You have a mixture of things that are different types, and you don't know which is the issim. The only way this could happen is if someone left you a message, I wanted them as us, so you don't know which one. You have a mixture of different things, you have, let's say, different peiris. You know that one of the peiris is Arla, you don't know which one. It's Yavesh B'Yavesh. So you have a vegetable, you ready a mixture of vegetables, and you found out, I'm sorry, there's no Arla on vegetables, a mixture of fruits. And you found out one of the fruits is Arla. So Yavesh B'Yavesh, min ha-Torah, it's batel b'raiv. Midrabanan, with geyser, shami yivashlenu v'yitin tam. When we started Yerideya, in the beginning, I mentioned to you that on my Yerideya, I wrote it down on the side, right in the beginning of Tzadik Ches. Because this was a klal, you just have to always remember, it's the aleph beis of Yerideya, which you just have to always remember, is that min ha-Torah, min be'ena min ha-lach b'lach, with both of them, the worst case scenario, you need shishim. Midrabanan, you need shishim even if it's just min be'minai lach b'lach, or just min be'ena min ha-yavesh b'yavesh. If it has one chesaron, you need shishim midrabanan. The only time we say bitul b'raiv, halacha l'maisa, is where it's tarti l'taiva, where it's min be'minai and yavesh b'yavesh. Okay, now it's a little confusing unless you just make a simple chart. You see simply that there are two variables, b'minai and b'minai, and then there's lavish yavish lach balach. When they're both worst case scenario, it's just a nishi shim and atayra. When it's one or the other of the bad, so to speak, bad scenarios, then you need midrabanan, and if it's tati l'tevusa, lavish b'yavish, and b'minai, then it's betul b'rav. Okay. When you boil three eggs, the reason to boil three eggs, if there is such a minig to dafka boil three eggs, is because really the eggs are mutter. It's a chumra. So for that chumra, we're machmir on the deraisa. It's min b'minai. So really, midrabanan won't help. If you know one of them is treif, it won't help to boil three eggs. But the chumra to boil three eggs is to be, which is not in halacha. It's a chumra that people are naig, is just in case one of the eggs is really a treif. So min b'minai is batel b'raiv min ha-Torah. So for the deraisa it helps. Right. So it only helps for the deraisa. It doesn't help for the drabanan. Min ha-Torah min b'minai is batel b'raiv even lach b'lach. The drabanan and nishishin.
So
when
does the isur which falls the first drop the start with the doctor for the sixth to be involved in the second drop?
No.
Let's say one drop falls in 60, so we have 61, now we have 61.
But it's Osir. Not only is it not Mistarf with the Heter, it's even Mistarf with the Issa. Okay.
So now you need the 122
piece? Now you need 60 against the total Issa that fell in. So if two fell in, you need 121.
121
or 122?
You need Shishim, actually, 120. 120 against it. Is there more going on in the case of the Yavish by Mizanina?
So that's the long shach here. The long shach says that he could understand all these chumras that were geyser yavish b'yavish atu lach b'lach, were geyser minina atu matvehina minina. But he doesn't understand where you have tarti l'tevusa, where it's yavish b'yavish and min b'minai. Why you should say chayzev v'niyah? That is no din of tam. There's no din of shishim. And therefore the Shach and Shach of Aleph is marich to argue Lakula that the person should be able to be mekel on chayz of a deer if it's tarti l'tevusa, if they're both l'taiv. And at the end, he ends off by saying that even though he holds its mutter, but since the Ramah and the Marshal are machmir, he says the end of Chaf Aleph that Botla Daiti, why the Shach became an onav here, all over Yerodei and Chesh and Mishpah, he argues with the Ramah and the Marshal, but Kifas Yad. And suddenly here, he has a tremendous anivus, so I can't answer you except that Lamaisa, that's what he says. He says Halach Lamaisa should be Machmir. He says, but the Hefse Meruba Efshalahakul. Now this is not a common scenario. It doesn't come up a lot, the situation of Chayz of the Nir, and that's why I did not really want to spend a lot of time on it, because Chayz of the Nir, as a practical halacha matter, doesn't come up much. If we have Isser that falls in, it's rare that Isser falls in. If it falls in, it's rare that it falls in a second time. And therefore, the whole scenario, the whole machlokes here, although a person has to know this din as well, is not so common halacha l'mais. By bliyais, we definitely say Chayz of the Nir. For sure, it's only by Yavish B'Yavish where there's a machlokes. And Lamaisa, we're machmir, and we always say Chayz of
the Nir. With tapping with your booster, the only time that would make a difference, Kapara, is when with the second one, if you're actually right, the hits.
Or 50-50, right?
Or 50-50, you can understand very well.
You know, you would feel very funny to be...
Very funny,
to be
driver mad. Issue, I mean, you can see very well why. I don't know why it's happened, but that's the easiest case. Yeah, sure.
Well, we don't need it all the basachas anyway. What? You have to realize, we're naig that if one issa falls into two aterim, we throw one away and we eat the remainder. And if we would say... that one, there was one issa and two aterim, the second issa fell in, we'd say it's mutter, we throw away two pieces. Not like we'd eat all four pieces.
But two pieces.
Yes, statistically, you're right. You end up eating.
Okay. I can understand why that's the easiest case.
Okay. Fine. All right, let's see the last two words of the page of the Ramah. Kazayis cholav, shenofa lamayim in the spatel b'shishim. They have milk, heter. That was batel b'shishim in the water. Va'achakach nafal min amayim l'kderish al basar mutter. Now some of this water fell into a kderish al basar mutter. Afal b'shei v'basar shishim neged achalav. Sharing this batel b'mayim because it was batel in the water. The chiddush here is that not only do we say bitl iser, we say bitl heter. Heter is also batel. If you have a drop of milk that falls into a container of water, and you're about to bring the water to the Shabbos table, and a drip of milk falls in, that's less than a 60th, you're going to bring the water to the Shabbos table. If you're a mamon b'divrei chazal, of course it's water. Of course. The only shvarakite on this is what Yerach Milos is asking. What's the chiddush that it's water? And that's the kasha that the shach
has. What's doing by over here? What if a little more milk fell in?
It's talking about because it has to do with bitlis lachat chila. You'll see in a second. Now if more milk fell in, then the taste will be chayz of the air. Then if the total mixture will be
water fell into the water milk fell in.
If the total would give a 10, would be a 60th. Of course, it would be chayz of the air because you would have the taste of the milk. The only question is, of course it's bottle. What's the shaila? Milk and water, it's a suffix if it's bottle. So the shach in Chav Bey says, first of all, he says, Akach tafel mayim mina mayim, b'teres chatos klal, that's the Ramah, b'teres chatos klal pei hey. You see, you have to get used to the new abbreviations in Yerodeya. And generally the Ramah says, this abbreviation, it's teres chayim. And in Yerodeya, it's a teres chatos. Teres chatos is the Ramah's sefer. If the milk, a drop of milk falls into the pitcher of water and you're bringing it to the table and your wife says, what? You're bringing that to the table? So you tell her, even l'chatzila, I'm allowed to pour it into the chicken soup. That's what it says here in the Haraschatas. Then once it's bottled, it's mutter. Ve'en lahakshayis. What are you going to ask? Agof adin, pshita. You're going to ask, it's pashit. The kol issa batal b'shishim. Every issa is batal b'shishim. So what's a shayla? Milk is not more chamer than issur. Of course, it's batal b'shishim. Yesh laimar. So the shachi answers, Mishum de l'kamot, simirei sadik test of cotton alif nizbar. Deheta beheta l'shayach. In Al-Khishatn is, we have a rule that het to be heter, it's not Shayach Bittel. Kamash v'lan d'hacha, lai amrin an hachi. Here we don't say that. We don't say that het to be heter, lai Shayach Bittel. Ayin sham, chenu b'se be heter. Klal chavtal din ches, shamina de het to be heter mi abatel, the nafal chalav l'mayim, it's mutter. So he says, the finish is, what? It's bottled before Pesach. But Shishim, because it's heter. So it's bottled before Pesach, before Shishim, milk is bottled. What's the Chiddush? Because we find in Hilchos Shatnez differently. So Rabbi Kivager here is Matmiya. Rishon de l'kamos emerei sadik tes of cotton aleph. Zetamua. Ha'adir Abba. It says just the opposite in Hilchos Shatnez. Dehosa misa, the tzeme gamalim, the tzeme rechelim. If you have wool of gemalim, of camels, which is not dinei shatnes, and some of the chaylim, and wool of sheep, where there is shatnes, she'er van zebezet, and they were mixed, im arayv gemalim, batal at samer rechaylim, umotel the taifrei bepishta. There, adarabba, it says it's mutter. So he doesn't understand, what is the shach, what's the shach talking about? Told the kakashit. What? That the shach said, what's the chiddush? The shach answered, because by shatnez het to beheter is not bottle. It's not true. He says by het to beheter it is bottle. Now, if you look at the shatnez, the case there is when you have a thread that's made of fibers that are gemalim and rechelim. Fibers which are gemalim and rechelim, so we say the het to beheter is bottle. The stum, the shach didn't mean that. And the shach didn't make a mistake out of a fresh mechaber. The shach meant that Mistami, he didn't mean when fibers mix, but when you have one thread, somebody sewed a lining, and in it is one thread of wool, and now he took the lining and attached it to a linen baguette, and he can't find the thread of wool. Very hard to find the thread of wool in the lining. So there, the heter is lost, and there it's awesome. There, in Hilchos Shatnez, if you have one thread of wool and many threads of linen, you can't find it, but you know it's there. It's still shatnez. The stoma, that's what the shach was referring to, because the Kiveg is right. When it's a mixture in fibers, then it's taki isbat. So I take away the tmi on the shach. He misquoted a machaber. You know that if you have one thread of wool and a whole packet of linen, or one thread of linen and a whole packet of wool, which is more common, that it's shach.
What's the het of a heter?
It's het to bed. That's what I'm saying. If the wool was sewn into the lining, and then it was lost in there, then the lining is attached to a baguette of linen, so it's also
the lining
is had to be had, so then it's the stomach. Because one is the tzior of shatnez. Shatnez is when you have a thread of one and the other. The other, when you have the fibers mixing, the thread gets a shem of whatever is right. That's the explanation. The truth is, Melchus Shatnez, there's a truth is like Yehuda has to explain why it's mutter, that the Pesach Tshuva there brings, I believe. So it's not the explanation, there's something which needs to be explained, but Lamaisa, that's the way it is.
Why only fell the water?
So the Shach says, that Slav Dafke B'dievet, Afil Chatchila Mutter Litein HaMayim. But that means the Chatchila, you're allowed to put the water in. It does not mean that you're allowed l'chatchila to put the milk into the water less than it's 60th with the plan of mixing it with meat. That's certainly aser. However, I don't know why anybody in their right mind would want to do something like that. So the whole the Gilyam Arsha says it, I believe.
Why is that
aser? Take a look first. To put milk into water is aser. That means in order to mix it with meat. The dafka lite mayim lechatchila kosev shach tishari. The shach says it's mutter lechatchila to put it in. V'raya lechulukuf yudbeis. The kimcha bechala hachashash rak sheyipol davar muet kosev rashi. V'yashin gam l'chadchil l'shari v'yavrit l'chadchil l'shari v'yavrit l'chadchil l'shari v'yashir shem enof l'tayfe. So he's a right from a Gemara, but so again, it's never going to happen, but l'chadchil to put a drop of milk into water with the plan of pouring it into your chicken soup, that's awesome. But once it fell in, that's the chatzilah mutter to pour into the soup.
Why is it not? It's not, you're not putting a bottle with an issue by putting the milk in. It's not even an issue, but it's nothing.
If bittul issa lechatchila is usur because you might make a mistake and it won't have the share of bittul, if you also drabana, which is rav rishayim, because the person may make a mistake, so then it makes sense to have the same gezeira here. Someone's going to put milk in a way that he'll make a mistake. Well, that's the din of Eim Avanis Lachatchila. That's the whole halach in the first place.
What if somebody makes something which has a small amount of milk, and it's made Lachatchila that way, and then you only put this thing in?
So that's mutter, that the shach is mutter. As long as it wasn't made in order to put it. If you had a product with milk ingredients, the milk ingredients are less than a 60th, and it's not Vibula Taima, it's in there for a different reason. I don't know if there's such a Matthias, but it could be such a Matthias. I mean, we do people who have to use lactate, who are lactose intolerant. Lactate has a chametz ingredient, or a kidneys ingredient, I don't know which. But kidney's ingredient. What we tell people to do is before Pesach to mix the lactate into the milk. So it's bottled before Pesach, and once it's bottled, then on Pesach you can use it. It's even though it's less than a 60th. It's not put in for tam. It's put in just to counteract the lactose, and that's the way. That's the proper way to do it.
So if you stir coffee with milk and then you take the spoon by yourself, put it in the coffee instant coffee jar, and you want to take it for milk. Later to drink it after inflation.
Yeah, it's a good example. Let's say someone had stirred the coffee with a spoon, the milk in the coffee, and then he dipped the spoon into the coffee jar and took out more coffee. So shash that is mamashis. I'm talking. There's shash that some milk remained in the coffee jar. Coffee is like kemach bekemach, is lach balach, it's bottle b'shishin, and. And that'll be an example of something you want to have it. I don't know, you put coffee in meat, but that would be a problem.
So the example of peanut butter. I
don't know if peanut chews are. I don't know the mitzvahs of the bottle b'shishin. It would be less than 60. It would be no problem. I think with the orange juice. The pasteurized orange juice, which some brands are pasteurized on the same kalem as milk, assuming we're ignoring that if there's a shiloh of assuming that we're not machmer on blius of cholavakum, talking about milliliters, really the way the pasteurization process has been described, it's bottle b'shishin, because the amount of, it's not a vat where it's pasteurized, they're pipes, it's moving juice, and there's bittul. And that would be an example of something which is bottled. That happens to be the way they clean the kalem between milk and orange juice. Rapamali's held is a good hagala. I once got a letter from one of the brands describing how it's cleaned in between, and Rapam held that it was had enough of hagala gemura. But even if it didn't, it really is bottled b'shishim the way I understand anyhow. Okay, let's move on to Sif Zayim, which is a very Negeala Halacha Sif. Sif Zayim is the Kula of the Rajba. It's known as the Rajba's Kula. And in the Yeshiva world, it's known as the Heter of Mishtamish B'Shefa. And let me just explain it to you orally, and we'll see it inside. The Rajba held that in a situation where a keli is beleya iser, but it's a small amount of iser. Obviously, if you cooked iser inside, it would generally be a greater amount. But let's say some iser spritzed on a keli, and so it's just drops of iser that are beleya in the keli. Let's say the keli was on the fire in an oven, and milk could happen. The milk spritzed on it, or iser spritzed on it. Now, Pashtus, you have to kasha the keli. The Rashba said, 1 minute. This keli, in its normal use, is used with 60 times heter, keneged, the small spritz of iser, the small amount of iser which is in the keli. And therefore, every time you're going to use this, there's going to be shishim. Now, it may be true that we're not lechatchila going to tell people that go and use a tray for spoon in a pot because there's shishim against the spoon in the pot. We're not mevatel is lechatchila. But in a case where the normal use of the keli is b'shefa, is with an amount which is far greater than the iser shabai, the Rashba says there's nothing to worry about. We're not going to make gzeira because it's mishtamish b'shefa. It's something which is used always with a greater amount. That's the Rashba's heter based on a sugya and mesechtas avodah zarah. The Gemara there talks about kalim that held wine and absorbed some wine, but a small amount because the wine was cold. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to use those containers, even though the wine is not kosher. You're allowed to use the container for to hold milk or to hold beer. You're allowed to use it to hold other things, because the small amount that'll come out is going to be bottle b'shishim. So the Rashba says it's a b'feirsha Gemara, and therefore it's mutter. Let's learn the Rashba, the Mechaber inside. Lechatzila. Well, you're not allowed to put the spritz on. You don't want to do that. It means lechatzila, you're allowed to use it.
Do we know that when it was spritz on, it was shishim connected?
Yeah, it must be that. No, at the time of the spritz, it could be there was nothing connected. It could be it was empty keli. But now it's normal. Yeah, but the keli, you mean that the keli itself should be. We don't say on the cheres of a keli that is not an avela, on the guf hakeli that is not an avela. You're saying that the bliya shabbat. Sure. It's all ham. It's in the oven. It's, you don't have to go on ham. It's all ham. The whole thing is very ham. It was cold. This is cold. This is davar muat. That's the Gemara. It's iser. No, it wasn't kavish. It was there. There's no thing kavish. A small amount. It's iser. This no, because we know that it absorbs the wood absorbs from the wine. It absorbs a davar mu'it from the wine. That's what the Gemara says. It's not a metal keli, it's a wood keli that holds wine. Less than, if it's kashir kavosh, then it's gabela b'kula. Says the Mechaber, Siv Zayin, nivle isa mu'it l'tay kli basa. If a small amount of isa was absorbed into a flesh of the keli, in darka shal oise kli l'shtamish by b'shefa heter, if the normal use of that keli is that you use it b'shefa heter, with a great amount of heter, an amount of heter which is more than shishim, mutter l'shtavish po'y l'chatchila kivan she'isr mu'it. You're allowed to use it in the first place because the isr is a small amount, v'i efshir lava l'day nesinas tam, and it's never going to happen that it's going to give taste. L'fikach. Isr mashu shenivla b'kadeira, and isr mashu that's absorbed in a pot, o'y b'seh kankanim, or in pitchers or barrels or kiyotaban, mutter l'shtamish by lechatchila, afilu beben yaimai, you're allowed to use it even the same day, v'fi she'i efshir lavai l'day nesinas tam, because it can never come to give taste. Avol, im nivlo b'kli shedaki l'shtamish l'itim b'davar mu'it, but it's absorbed in a keli, which is sometimes used with a small amount, kikaira, like a plate, I would say like a frying pan, or kiyotaba, where sometimes you put in a small amount and it won't be batel b'shishim, then also l'shtamish afilu b'shefa. You can't say, well, now I'll use it b'shefa and it'll be mutter. No, because there is shem l'shtamish bo b'davar mu'it v'yavu l'day nesinas tam. If the derech is to use it with a davar mu'it, even occasionally, then even though you're using it with a davar with a lot, then it's not heter. But otherwise, there's a heter of Mishtamish b'shefa, that's the Pesach of the Mechaber, and the Ramah doesn't make any comment.
This is the Rashba's heter, right?
This is the Rashba's
heter. Did the Rashba get this from Shas, or he innovated this in...
No, from the Gemara, in Daf Mamed Gimel, in Rabbi Gazara. No, because it's a logical heter, you're saying, but no, he bases this on a Gemara, which, who is it? They say B'Shem, one of the Gedalim, that when it says nirali, when a place says a svara, it's more solid than when he says a raya from a gemara. Was that quoted the Shem?
Said
on the rush, that when the rush says nirali, it's a stronger psak than when he says he has a raya from a gemara. It's a raya from a gemara. So somebody shall adopt the raya, and then we assume the rush would have changed his mind. But if he says it's a svara, then it's a stronger psak. But here it's based on a gemara, and in fact, there's this gigantic taz, the whole two sides of the page, and nice sized taz. If we read it, it would take us next week as well. Basically, the taz says that the Rashba's heter is a das yachid. That gemara is only talking about something that's pogum, that wine is absorbed in the keli, and the thing that it's normally used with otherwise, something in which wine gives a bad taste. Wine and milk, we say, gives a bad taste. And, certain types of drinks that they had, their types of beer, I think in our beer, wine gives a good taste. It gave a bad taste. So the Taz says that the Rashba is a das yachid, and this heter of Mishtamish B'Shefa is only holds true by a Dover HaPoigim, something that gives a bad taste, and Mimela, the heter falls away. That's the psak of the Taz. He says, Achi Kaimel on the Chumra, Loi Mahani Kli Gadol, Bavakim Shein Poigim, Karamban, Varan, Vitor, Vera'o, Vibedek Abayis, Vichay Pasim Mari Chomiza, Lobal Alavush. So he brings the Ramban, the Ran, the Tor, the Ra'o, the Bach, and the Lavush. Six of the Gedalia Paiskim. The Shach, in Simit Kufchav Beis, where this is repeated, the Shach here sends you to Kufchav Beis, says the same thing. He says it can only be makel if it's a davar hapoigim, which would seem to effectively take away this heter, except for the suffix of the Gilyam Arsha. The Gilyam Arsha says one thing. When the Taz and Shach tell us don't use this Rashba, except by a davar hapoigim. So it's off the Gilyam Arsha on the last page, the last Gilyam Arsha in Simit Tzadik Tes. So this is the Rav Shlomo Eger. Haki kaimel l'chumra d'loy mahani kli gadol b'makim she'en yesh la'ayin. In mahani b'kli gadol l'hashoysoy at she'ehei ben yoyimai. The last Gilyam Arsha on Simon Tzadik Tes. The final one before the one that starts Simon Kof. The paragraph, the piece begins v'haki kaimel on. The Gilyam Arsha. Rav Shlomo Eger.
The yesh let's hear it.
Yesh la'ayin and mahani b'kli gadol la'ashayisi ha'she'ena ben yoymai. He's mesupik, when it says davar ha'paigim, does it help to just wait 24 hours? And that's the easy thing, you wait 24 hours, and then if it's also, now normally we go ze'ena ben yoymai ato ben yoymai. But then we can use the Rashba. Mishtamish b'shefa, by davar ha'paigim, is a heter.
So,
wine is poigim right away. The Gemara's case of wine is with poigim immediately. Wine that's absorbed in a barrel takes 12 months. It has to become poigim. But in our house, where it's generally a blia, the blia we assume is poigim after 24 hours. So lechayre, waiting the 24 hours should be enough.
So,
well, we'll talk about Hanan separately. We're assuming now, we're ignoring the issue of Chatich Anas Nevela, where it's not Negeya. Or we'll have other cases where Chatich Anas Nevela is not Negeya in a moment. So he's Mesopi if you could wait 24 hours. In the Paiskim, the Achaluk Edeus, the Archa Shulchan is Mekel, and the Darke Tshuva brings the Yad Avram, that's Mekel. He brings the Prima Gadim elsewhere, that's Machmir, on Eina Ben Yayman. And halacha lemaisa, we makel on a keli that's ef shabahagala. If it's a keli that could be kashered, then we're machmir. We don't wait just the 24 hours. If it's a keli that's ef shabahagala, then if that's ef shabahagala, let's say a drop of treifus or a drop of milk would fall on a fleishig of china plate, and it's a drop in a way that's darkly l'shtamish b'shefa. So then, we would be mekel and be semich on this Rashba with waiting 24 hours. That's the Beis Meir's pshara between the Shitas. And that's the pshara. However, there's a more common case where the Chochmas Adam brings. And again, I tell people, if you want to be a Rav, I'll give you a list of 100 Marimakaibis or so, and you'll have all the Shailas. Now this Binas Adam, this Chochmas Adam has no, it's called Binas Adam, comes up very often Halacha L'maisa, and he says the following. He says, by Heter, where milk spritzed on a Parava Keli, which is common, by us it's common with the other way, with flesh, where in the olden days, when we used to have a kettle on the fire, before the new the people used the electric, which is not, which some people do have it near the fire, some people don't. We used to have a kettle on the fire with hot water. And very often, cholin has an amazing ability to spread. I don't know why. A blech always has residue of cholin on it, even though there's no obvious overflow. And you can add often a spritz of cholent on a kettle. Before the crack pot. Oh, we still put it on the blast. So, you're frying cutlets and it spritzes onto a keli, and there's no ister. It's a keli of hatter. So the Chachmas Adam is Mekel, he's Saimech with 24 hours on this, on the Rashba. That's Dakar Vishtamish B'Shefa. The Spritz is B'Shefa. And therefore, he's Mekel if you wait 24 hours. Now, here you'll probably have to come on that we're not going to be Machbar and Chayza Veneer. Because you make it so many Spritzes over a year that it's not Vishtamish B'Shefa. But I think as long as each one comes a separate time after 24 hours. So this is a halach l'maisa that we're makel on based on this Rashba to wait 24 hours by hetera bala that was saimach. What?
6 days of quiet every Shabbos.
Yeah, but there's no difference on a kli rishon. Anything that spritz on the outside of the keli is considered that it went inside the keli as well. Same thing, exactly the same thing. There could be cases where it's more chomer.
You have 60 negative splits. You have 60 in the
bottle, right.
So you can't.
Well, the water that's there at that time is certainly mutter. Question is, can I use chatchila to make a coffee? I'm going to put milk in the coffee. So the halacha is that it's mutter because we're saimach on this round. So even it's a efshar ba'agala, but in this case, he's negel. Yeah, well, the water that's in there right now, it's already bidyeved, it's certainly mutter. The water that, the question is, could I have a chatchila put in water later? Right now, a spritz went on the keli. Is the water mutter? Of course it's mutter. Even if the spritz would have gone in the water, it would be mutter. The question is, next time, if I could use it.
Does it make this where the spritz is on top of the water line or below the water line?
I mentioned to you two coolers. This being a sardom. And some say Yeshabagala. The Aruch HaShulchan says a third kula says that if the spritz is at a place, spot, where it's Efshar, it's physically possible to use it with a small amount, remove it. Just your Derech is to use it B'Shefa, that's the Machlaikas. But you can have a case where the spritz hits at a spot where it's Efshar, even if you use a Davamuit, it won't reach. If you use less than a 60th, it won't reach the bliya. And if you use it that it reaches the bliya, it's always going to be more than a 60th. So it's yefshur lishtabish ela b'shefa. The Aruch HaShulchan argues that in that case it should be mutter. I don't know if the other place can masaymach on that or not, because I didn't see the others that talk about it, but this is the third kula of the Rashba, yes, of the lamaisa of the Rashba. Because the fact that Lamaisa does spread in by Dabba Mu'ud. The fact that we know that it spreads. I hear. You have to take a look again. Don't do it to be the sun. This is the other. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I have to figure out.
60, then we could use the keli always.
Yeah.
But if it's fish on the outside, didn't go inside the water, then we have to be.
There's no difference inside or outside.
Well, if it's in the water and it's water, 60.
Yeah, that's.
So now the keli
in the water, everything's water. Yeah.
But if you're.
Pulling out the keli is worse than falling in the water.
On the outside, right? it's worse than.
Okay. Alright, so Tzadik Ches, yeah. When you're pouring it, you might pour it over the spot of this. Sir. I don't know. I have to look at the Shulchan again. I have an idea. Are you? Alright, so we finished Tzadik Ches and Tzadik Tes. What I would like to do, if you don't mind, is make Chazara sheets for next week. I do this in Yeshiva whenever we go through a hard sugyas. So I test the Tzadik Tes. I say a test. I say Chazara sheets. Yeah. Just bekitzer the test of Bachamev Esra. Which is frightening. But that's... Alright, so Tzadik Tes and Tes are the major difficult simonim and kufhei. Three difficult simonim in Tarubis. Kuf, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Beis, which we're going to learn now, are the two more enjoyable, easy siman in Beria, Chaticha Reskab, and Adavish Hashem Atirin. And we'll start now the Sugya of Beria. I think you're all familiar with the concept that a Beria is not bottled. That something which is a Beria is not bottled. If you have an insect that's mixed in a vegetable soup, and you can't find it, it's not bottled. The whole vegetable soup is asa. You don't say bitl b'shisha. And there are four criteria for a beria. All are listed in Sif Aleph. There are very few things that are halachically considered a beria outside of an insect, which is a halachic problem. But beside that, it's rare that we have halach l'maisa cases of beria because there are four conditions. And those four conditions limit anything that comes up in our homes from being a beria. So let's learn Sif Aleph. Beria. Hainu kagayin namala, which is an insect, a oif tame, or a non-kosher bird, the gid anoshe, or, as you know, the gid anoshe is also something that's awesome. Now, I'm sorry, you don't have the rest on the copies. I'll read it, and we'll turn back. I want to do the Pesachuv and the Matiyanis, and on the page you do have, let me just finish the list. Aveva menachai, ve'upeya sheyesh bayafrayach, or an egg that has a chicken inside, u'kiyaitza behen, afilu be'elef loy batla. It's not batla even in 1,000. Ve'ein loy din beria ela imkei. Four conditions to have a din beria needs. Number one, hudavar shahaya baychiyus. It has to be something that was once alive. The din beria is only on something that was once alive. La'afuke chita acha shel iser. If you have one grain of iser, even though it's a beria, it's aser, but it's not a beria and it's bottle. It's not the chashivas, is only by a davar chai. That's one condition. It also has to be something which is iser from the moment it was created. If you have a kosher bird that became nevela, that's not called asam etchilas briyasai, and that's not a beria. It has to be something that's also from the very beginning, Vishara Niskal. Or if you have a shara that's Chayef Skima, it's also Ba'na. But when it was first created, it was Heter. So you need Osir Metchilas Beryasai, which is the one that we're going to discuss at length. Chaytzar Sheyadav Shalem, Shem Yechalek, Ein Shemayalav. Adav Shalem, Shem Yechalek, Ein Shemayalav. It has to be something which, if you cut it up, it doesn't have the same name. An insect. You have a bird. If you cut it into pieces, you don't call it chicken. You call it a wing, or you call it a pulka, or you call it a. If you call it HYLF, Fuki Chalev. He says, La Fuki Chalev, which even when you cut it, it's still considered Chalev. The fourth condition, Tsar Shia Shalem. It has to be whole. If it's not whole, we mentioned once the Ramaz Heter. If you have cooked cabbage, the Ramah says that you're allowed, it wasn't checked for insects, it's more because of a sveksveker. Maybe it never had an insect, and if it never had an insect, maybe it was nimuach. When you cook cabbage, very often the insects are nimuach, and therefore it's mutter, which is the reason I think the cooked water today, if you take a cup of water and you boil it, it should also be mutter, because a sveksveker, it's a suffix if it had a bug, and even if it had a bug, and maybe it was Nimuach, and for that reason, why is it bottle? It's a barrier. Teretz is a barrier. Sheni Muach is not a barrier. These are the four conditions. So again, you need Dav Sheish Bechias, and it's also Mitzilas Beriasai, and if you cut it up, Ein Shmayalav, and it has to be Shalay. Those are the conditions of barrier.
What?
Talk about the Kofavad, yeah, why? That's what I meant. The insects that are that's the shalim. It says Einish Shalim, so she is Shalim. That's my understanding. Yeah.
And why is Gid Anoshe called the barrier?
Gid Anoshe, it's an aver that has its own name. So it's a barrier. Yeah. It's a complete sinew. A heart, you would understand, is a barrier. Or liver, you understand, is a barrier. So again, I'm not sure. Tyre also gave its own name, and it's a barrier. Most gidim are not a barrier, but that gid anasha is a barrier. All right, so this is a sif aleph. The Ramah just adds that ikur gid anasha any ala ala kaf buvad who kurechid dalet etzbois. We cut off in America. We don't bechlal eat kasha the gid, and even in Europe where they do, we cut off a lot of the area around the gid. But he says the real gid is only reichid dalet etzbois and mushalim ikri barrier. It doesn't have to be the whole thing we cut off. If it's what's ikra din the barrier, that's shalay. And then the gid anasha is not bottle b'shisha. Our halach lemaisa is only barrier is only regarding insects. And there's a great amount of discussion regarding insects that are found in flour. And the question of whether the insects that are found in flour are taka asr, whether there's really any isr on these insects that are found in flour. What is the shayla? The chayla is a barrier, and in baking things are not nimuach in baking. So why would what is the tzad heter shebay? So there's a crazy uplasi of Yosef Nagshitz who has a kula. This is something that Klal Yisrael has struggled with for a long time. Recently there was a tumult that there's a new problem with the flour, and all the hechsherim started to be more makbid. To the best of my tracing it down, the tumult is not with merit. There's no particular problem nowadays with insects in the flour, just that once it becomes a rumor, people, the hechsherim, have no choice but to be machmir, because the vendor wants to sell his product and people are afraid of rumors. But to my knowledge, there's no special problem today with any of the flour. My father, Alav HaShalom, resisted for many years being makbid on chadash because he held that it's a humra in chadash and it's a kula in insects. That if you're using your makbid to use the old flour from the previous, you're going to have a greater likelihood of insects. So as I said, the customer wins, and today they are makbid on chadash because that's what the velt is makbid on. So they're makbid.
The Torah,
the chadash is the right.
The issue
of the insects is addressed here in the Pisrei Tshuva, where he quotes a crazy place. You do have. He's talking about the flour. We don't have more of a bug problem, but he said it's just more common. The bug problem is more common in that than in old flour than in new flour. That's all. That was his complaint. But anyway, let me tell you, first of all, a Shulchan Aruch that you're not familiar with, a halacha. Not all insects are non-kosher. One condition for an insect to be treif, and I don't mean it has split hoofs and chews its cud. One condition is it has to be shayreitz al ha'aretz. An insect is not alive until it becomes visible to the eye. When you have an insect that's invisible, a bacteria, you're allowed to eat bacteria, you're allowed to eat insects that are not visible. The insect has come into existence, as far as halacha is concerned, when it becomes visible to the eye. If you, that insect has to at some time be shayritz al ha'aretz. Now it doesn't mean it has to walk on the floor. If you have lettuce or cabbage or broccoli or spinach or cauliflower that's growing, and the insects are in the product when it's still mechubal l'karka, when it's still attached to the ground, that insect is considered to be shayritz al ha'aretz. Because that insect is on a peiri, which is mechubal l'karka, kekarka dami, and therefore that insect is usur, and that's why we have problems with the broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, etc. However, if you have products such as chitim, which do not have insects when they grow, there's no infestation in wheat when it grows. When it turns into flour, it's already not mechubal l'karka. And an insect were to become visible in the flour, or in any fruit. Let's say you have a fruit, and there's an insect in the fruit which first matured, which first hatched inside.
There was an egg there,
and it hatched inside, and it was not visible, and it grew to be visible in the apple or in the fruit. That's mutal chatzila. You're allowed to eat that. That's an insect that you may not desire to eat it, but it's an insect that was not shayritz al ha'aretz. Even if it has tunnels in the fruit and it walked all around, it's still mutter, because it's not a shayritz al ha'aretz. That is one of the klolim of Hilchos Shratzim.
How did you get there?
Now, how it got there, it started off as an egg. It was an egg that was laid by its mother. As mother traveled on, to mother insects don't take care of their young, they move on. But if it's not visible at the time that it's created, it's not treif. Later when the eggs hatch, what? The large ones, that's awesome. But that's not generally the case. The things that have large insects don't make it past the inspectors or whatever it is. The Shulchan Aruch says...
You need sheretz
al ha'aretz. If you have a sheretz al ha'aretz that lays an egg that's visible, it doesn't matter where it does it. Habam and atami tamit. Right? It doesn't matter where it is. We're talking about insects that first become visible after they're hatched. After they hatch, which is true about all of these flower creatures. It doesn't exist until it's visible. If it's invisible, it's mutter, nothing to do with sheretz al ha'aretz. See? Right, after it becomes visible. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Pei Dalet Sifei, Teiloyim hanimtsoim bekemach, worms which are found in the flower, uki yaitzabai, asurim. It's found in the flower, what's the problem? Shema pirshu b'shartzu al ha'aretz b'chazru. The Shulchan Aruch says that the reason it's asur is only because of a safek, that maybe it was pirshu, and it went for a walk on the aret, and then it returned, and then it's aser. And the Shach says lavdafka, that it went for a walk on the aret. Who adin if it went for a walk on the keli, shema pirshu l'dayfnei achli even bebifnim, and that is the chash that it went for a walk outside its fruit, outside its place where it's created, and the Shach holds that even dayfnei achli bebifnim, that it still becomes issur. So this is the reason that we are machmir to the best of our ability on flower insects. Now, already in Pei Dalid is a Prichadosh that disagrees. The Prichadosh says that if you know you pack the flower into a bag, as we do, before there were insects, and the problem is prevalent because the bag sits for a long time, the insect, as far as we understand, could not have crawled outside the bag and come back in. We're only chayshish, what could have happened? It could have been pyrish onto the inside of the bag. So the Prichadosh holds that Daifnei HaKlim B'Bifnim is not called parush, it's pressed against the kamach. And the Prichadosh holds that that's not called parush, and that's not a problem. So the Prichadosh is a shita l'kula. The Pisrei Tshuva here brings a crazy place, who came up with a ga'inistik heter for the kamach. I am the safer crazy place. He shalom at heter al nimalim hakidelim bepeiros v'kemach on the insects which first come into existence, become visible actually in fruit or flower. Sha'af and pirshu betelim b'shishim. These insects are bottle b'shishim. Why? Hadaberia ain't a bottle. The Hari Hadaberia ain't a betela. Dafkeshu aser mitchilas priyasai. One of the conditions of a beria is something that's aser mitchilas priyasai. For when it was created, the namala ain't aser mitchilas priyasai. It's not aser from the moment it was created. Da kaidim shapirshu haisa muteres. Because this insect, when it was first created in the flower, is heter. Because at that time it wasn't Shairitz al Aretz. Memela, time is the crazy placey. Later, when it's Shairitz al Aretz, attack becomes Isser. And if you find these bugs, don't eat them. But if they're mixed into Kemach and you can't find them, then they're Batel B'shishim. This is what? All Isser is Batel B'shishim. No, even if it did crawl under Aretz and it became Isser. And now, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, Shema Pirshu. Maybe it crawled under Aretz, it crawled back in.
Yeah.
See, he says that's only Aser if it's Isser. But it's an Isser that's not a barrier. Because it's not Aser Mitchilas B'riyasai. One of the four conditions was that the barrier has to be Aser Mitchilas B'riyasai. Zakta Krasia Placey. This is not Aser Mitchilas B'riyasai. So it's first created, it was Heter, it was in the flower. Later it became Isser, it's Taki Isser. So if you have such infestation that it's more than a 60th, it's Isser. But that's not the case. It's less than a 60th. So since it's less than a 60th, it's bottle. When you make the flour into a dough, it's bottle in the dough. And therefore, so he paskins that. It's regular Isser. It's not a bad. That's his time. Now, we come back next week, we're going to pick up, because see, the Matiyainism, which is the Amisen Eichitz, has a note for Rebbe Tzal Lakoyin of Vilna. And in Yitzhashem, we're going to see what this is about.